Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to The John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego.
Hitting the airwaves live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're benched. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Soprenes.
I mean, it was on me to bring a date, and I didn't. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero.
Let's play the ball! Let's play the ball! Yeah!
Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we dive into the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back to more of your phone calls in our next segment. A reminder, we got Scott Miller, national baseball writer, going to join us at about 1:35. We'll get you our Hang a Star play of the day, and we'll get you on to Gwynn and Chris. They'll have you up until 5:40, and then at 5:40, Sam Levitt will have the Padre pregame show. And first pitch tonight, 6:40. Good matchup. Left-hander Julio Urias going for the Dodgers. Got 17 wins on the year, leading the league in ERA right now. Going against our hometown guy, big Joe Musgrove. Checking in with a 3.12 ERA, a 10-7 record. We'll see what gives tonight, starting at 6:40. But right now, we're going to get out to our premier Chevrolet at Carlsbad fan hotline. I know he's very busy, appointments and personal things he has to take care of before he boards that plane tomorrow for Boise State. Ted Leitner joins on our premier Chevrolet at Carlsbad fan hotline. Ted, how are we doing today?
We're good, Big John. How's things?
Going well. My scouts told me you were at the ballpark moseying around last night. You are the ambassador of the San Diego Padres.
Yes. Yes, you may call me either Sir, Hall of Famer, Ambassador, or, hey, moron, get over here. Either one is not acceptable. I was there yesterday and able to see the Dodger broadcasters for the first time in a long time, and obviously felt for the first time with me there and the Dodgers there that Vin Scully was not there. That's the first time I had not seen him in my entire lifetime in baseball. And it was a pang in my heart. There's no question about that. But to see the rest of the guys, Joe Davis and Rick Monday and Tim Nevert and Eric Harris, San Diego boy who plays, of course, was an all-star for the Dodgers. So it was all home week. It was really nice. And I do love to go to the ballpark.
Ted, this ball club, and I hope I'm not saying this after the season's over, I still, for me at least, when I look at the level of talent on this team has still not played as good a baseball as I think they're capable of. And I know we're almost to the end of the year, and I'm still saying that. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's not a small sample of the fact that they have not hit. It's the old hope is not a way to – you need something more secure, as in do it. And they just have it. I mean, they just have it. It's a big sample. It's almost the entire season. But, you know, you get into a short series, and the old cliche about anything can happen in a short series. When you have this kind of pitching, and I mean, Snell was all over the place in the first inning, and then, you know, the pitch count gets up and gets him and stuff. But the stuff is just so terrific. And Darvish the same way, and Musgrove. And I really believe people who match up with this Padre team, and I'm not blowing smoke, I don't have to do that, this will be a tough matchup for anybody, you know, in a best of five or best of seven because of the Padre pitching. And it goes for everybody else, too. You know, if you get hot and your batters get hot at the right time, Soto starts to hit, Manny continues to have a great year and has a great postseason, and with that pitching, you could be a nightmare matchup, and you can go into a couple of different series. You could go deep into playoffs. I believe that all year. I've not seen any reason. You know, it's the old score three or four runs instead of two. That's all. And you could be playing a long time in October. I honestly, honestly believe that.
You know, Ted, you bring up Blake Snell. Last night, you know, the pitch count got out of whack early. He threw 96
sure.
pitches in five innings and one hit and three walks, six strikeouts. But I want to go back to his last start last week against the Cardinals where he struck out 13. That was the best stuff. I mean, I was in the game. I mean, guys weren't even close. And I'm talking about probably three guys in that lineup that are going to be Hall of Famers, Goldschmidt, Arenado, and Albert Pujols. These guys were not even close to hitting him. And that was the best stuff that I had seen since about 2007 out of a Padres starter, a guy you knew very well in Jake Peavy.
There's no question. And that's the kind of stuff. I watch a lot of games right behind home plate. And Darvish's stuff is like, whoop. And Snell when he's on, and I watched the other one. I was not there for that. When I watched it on television, I thought, "Wow, has this guy got stuff?" And you see the best angle, I believe, is from the center field camera, and you see the movement so much better than from behind home plate in the high home cameras, they call it. He's got great stuff. Musgrove is a tough competitor with good stuff. So, like I'm saying, I believed in spring training. This starting rotation is the best in Padre history. I still believe that. Better than 84, 96, 98. I honestly believe that. It's still there. And it's healthy. So with that in mind, like I said, three, four runs. Get a couple of guys hot. Get Manny hot. Get Soto hot. And in the postseason, and that's not blowing smoke. The personnel is there. It's all about pitching in the postseason. They have that. Now, if they have good starts, hey, like I said, I'm not taking any speaking engagements in late October. I'm clearing my calendar because I think my boys might have a good, solid chance to keep playing.
You know, I want to ask you about this. Ted Leitner joined us here on 97.3 The Fan. I mean, right now they're sitting in the number two wild card. That means they would go
right
to the East and they'd play either the Mets or the Braves. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I'd rather play
yep.
them because if you're able to beat them, number one, you're getting rid of one of the really good teams in baseball, no matter who it is. But then you'd only have to play the Dodgers three out of five. And I think with our pitching and where the Dodgers are at with their starting pitcher right now, it's good. But it's not the power pitching that we've seen out of them before. I think the Padres, they stack up much better in a three out of five opposed to a four out of seven.
That's a good call. That's a great call, John. I really believe that, too. And you know what, in terms of, the Mets and DeGrom and Scherzer and all that stuff, when they've been healthy this year, which is not through the entire year, it's still not the kind of thing we say, oh, boy, that's right. I go back to 1998 and going to play Randy Johnson and those guys in Houston, and people thinking, oh, man, you got no chance. And then Leywood hits the home run and yada, yada, yada. And they take that series and they're facing the Braves. And they got the three Hall of Famers in Glavine and Smoltz and Maddox. And they beat them in six. So, you know, like I said, that kind of matchup, let the other team worry about the Padre matchup because those teams, like you mentioned, the Mets and Braves, are very, very good. They are not that far away beyond a Darvish and Snell based on Snell's stuff now. Maybe I have false confidence. I don't think so. I hope not. I'm trying to be objective as I possibly can, just looking at the matchups. But you're right. Three out of five versus out of seven, without question. And hitting. Got to hit. Did we say that before? Yeah. Well, we'll say it again.
Hey, last question regarding baseball. Then I want to get over to Aztec football. Jaime Herrin. You've been doing it for 64 years. You did the Padres for 42, and you're in the Padres Hall of Fame. And, you know, I was just saying, I read a nice article yesterday in the local paper on Jaime Hurin. But you know what? I mean, Vin Scully did it for 67. Jaime Hurin has done it for 64. And I'm just not sure this man has necessarily got maybe the national attention he deserved. I mean, he's been a real pillar to that entire organization for all those years.
No question. And I've always thought in all of baseball that two of the classiest guys I ever met and had the privilege to call friend were Vin Scully and Jaime Hurin. And Jaime, who started out, you know, coming from Ecuador, couldn't speak English, and became so eloquent and so good. And early on, he told me, he had an earpiece when he started and had not done baseball. And so all of a sudden, he's listening to Vin Scully in his ear on the English broadcast, and he's saying the exact same thing. He's copying Vin as he learns him and all this stuff and learns broadcasting here in America. And that was his not just mentor, but that's the guy that he parroted to learn how to be. Hey, you're gonna use somebody as a mentor on the air. Use the best there ever was in Vin Scully. And that's what he did. And it's just been, like I said, the privilege since 1980 when I started with the Padres to know all those broadcasters. And Jaime is right there. And yeah, I saw him yesterday, and I was so pleased that the Padres had honored him like that. And of course, you know, the Seidlers, he told me, I've known the Seidlers since they were little boys. Mm-hmm. I thought, if Jaime doesn't look his age, he does not. But he's 86, and just to say that they knew Peter and Tom, the Seidlers, when they were little boys, and they were, of course, up in Los Angeles with the O'Malley family owning the Dodgers. And I'm so glad they honored him yesterday. It was wonderful. He really, really appreciated it. And it was classy, classy.
All right, Ted Leitner, let's talk a little Aztec football. I've been to the three home games. I talked to you, before the game or at halftime or both. And you and I are watching the same thing right now. Hey, let's face it. We got to figure out here how the Aztecs can actually throw the ball forward.
This is very true. They first invented that. They called it the forward pass. We don't call it that anymore. that terminology has gone into just pass, but it is the forward pass. And they're struggling. No question about it. They're struggling big time. And I think, the offensive line, without question, they don't have a Nico Siragusa up there. And they've got some guys, like Simmons, who might become one. And they've got a marvelous center in Uliade. But they're young. They're young. And I was hoping that the development would be even faster than the 2015 team, that they thought, whoa, really young in the offensive line. They started 1-3. Then they ran the table because those guys were ready now to play and had learned. I was hoping that would happen in a couple of three games. Clearly it has not, but don't give up. It can happen. And they won't be meeting any Utahs, that type of team, the rest of the season. So going into Mountain West play against Boise, which lost at Texas El Paso, so they'll be ticked. But they're not the Boise State that they were. And to this point, the Aztecs are not what they were last year. But I'm not in a panic. I know that sports fans forget they were 12-2 and only what? Alabama, Cincinnati, and one other team had more wins than the Padres last year. But it's always, what have you done for me last week kind of a thing. And I fully understand that. That's the way fans are. But they haven't forgotten the coach. And I think they need to really utilize Braxton Burmeister more in run situations, not when he has to run for his life because they're not protecting him the way they need to protect him. But he's a weapon. He's very, very fast. And suddenly on that last drive, last Saturday against Toledo, they looked like the Aztec team we've seen for years. And they had established the run. The running numbers were fine. But suddenly he's passing. He looks so much more confident back there at quarterback. And then a couple of times he finds his wide receivers. And that's there. That talent is there. So I would suggest don't panic. Don't go nuts. Don't pull a plug. It's early. And there are no Mountain West teams, in my opinion, including Fresno State, now with quarterback injury, that is so far above the Aztecs that they cannot win a Mountain West championship, which they always say is their number one goal. That is still out there.
Ted, just kind of sitting up in the press box and watching the game, and I watched the Utah game. They got overwhelmed as that game went on, and they lost their quarterback, and Haskell came in for that one series, and Kyle Crum, the true freshman, and, they were trying to get the hell out of there without getting a bunch of guys beat up after a certain point in time. But, last week, you know, Toledo was probably better than I thought they were going to be. I knew they'd be, you know, a competent team, but they were better than I think people probably thought and better than I thought. And they were a good opponent. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'm slowly watching from the Arizona game to the Idaho State game to Utah to where the Aztec defense is right now. They have seven guys coming back. The defense and their linebacking core is really good, and you know that. I think this defense is really making some nice strides. And then you throw in the kicking game. Jack Browning, the Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. I mean, let's face it. The Aztecs the last several years have dominated on special teams, either with return guys, then they got another great one in Jordan Bird. But this Jack Browning, he was a big factor in that game. And I think two sides of the ball are getting better, but they've got to get that offense going.
Yeah, Browning has been terrific, and I thought he was even better in the Idaho State game when he didn't win the Special Teams Player of the Week, but he should have. But in looking at what they've done, here's what scared me. They made Arizona look like, I don't know, Alabama or Oklahoma, and they're not. They're not. They're much improved, Arizona, but they have shown since then that they're not that good, and losing Mississippi State and so forth. So what scared me about that game was not losing it, but that the defense did not look like an Aztec defense, did not look like a Kurt Maddox coach defense. Now it does. Now it has. And at times in Utah, but Utah is, like I said, they're not going to see a team that good again. But I thought the defense Saturday against an excellent, excellent. I'll tell you what, that quarterback and those wide receivers, you might, based on where they are right now, you might trade the Aztec wide receivers and overall skilled people for Toledo's. Their problem is they have no – the defense is not like San Diego State. But the way they played starting from the first snap against Toledo, I thought, whoa. Now the defense is there, like you said, with those seven returners and some terrific players. And, yes, they have to get to the quarterback because when they don't, they expose that very, very young secondary, which didn't even have Patrick McMorris, their best, playing against Toledo. So I think there's a lot of nothing. These, like I said, the players haven't forgotten how to play. Coaches haven't forgotten how to coach it. I would not go crazy, but because you have, I believe, the defense is going to be that Aztec defense with that 3-3-5. When they get to the quarterback, and you know, when you do that, when you blitz like that, like, you know, you're playing man to man, and people say blitz more. Well, you're playing man to man with a young secondary, then you're taking a chance. You're taking chances. I have faith with this defense in the Mountain West that the offense will come along. I mean, it wasn't great last year, but it will be better, and I think that with the defense will be enough in this conference.
Yeah, and who knows what to expect out of Boise State. They got beat handily by UTEP last week. They fired their offensive coordinator. They brought Dirk Cutter in to be their new offensive coordinator. Who knows what kind of wrinkles they're going to put in, and they also lost their starting quarterback. Hank Bachmeier said, I'd had enough, and he's moving on.
His numbers were nowhere near what they were the last couple of years. I mean, this was a four-year starter and really good when they had that whole group of fine quarterbacks for the last few years in the Mountain West, which is why they went up, I think, as a conference from an offensive standpoint at that time. But they replaced him. They replaced him, and he was just a drop-back kind of a guy. This guy can run a dual threat like the guy Finn, who was the quarterback at Toledo, who was absolutely sensational. So for the Aztecs to contain him and win the ball game, that really did, like I said before, gave me a lot of confidence about the defense. But that was a heck of a quarterback, and they demoted him, and he's gone.
Hey, you're going to be gone tomorrow heading up there to Boise. Safe travels. Bring home a winner, will you?
Yeah, and the best part, John, is that beyond the win, in addition to that, that's one. 1A is 73 degrees. 73 degrees
nice.
In Boise. Where that's as cold as I've been for football has been at Boise in my career. And I'm looking forward to a nice summer type of weather at Boise. And though the Aztecs are again underdogs, just like against Toledo, you just got to shut people up by winning ball games. Like you said, just win.
That's right. Hey, safe travels, and I'll definitely see you in the press box for that Hawaii game.
Deal. Thanks, John.
Hey, be well. Ted Leitner, voice of the Padres for 42 years now, continuing on as the voice of the Aztecs for football. and basketball. And we'll get Ted on and talk a little basketball. That'll be a lot of fun. There, boy, that basketball team's going to be something special. We appreciate Ted joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get back to more of your phone calls. And we're also going to get back to talking a little bit about tonight's ball game. Going to be a great matchup. Padres, four games. The magic number is four. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Coach John Couture, we're headed to two right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And thanks again to Ted Leitner for joining us on the program. Hey, I want to remind everyone, listening to Padre Baseball has never been easier. You don't need an actual radio anymore because you can stream Padre Baseball free on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download that Odyssey app. Our phone number, love to hear from you before I get out of here at 2 o'clock, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Reminder, tomorrow we'll have our couple of usual guests on Thursday. We'll have Eddie Brown coming up at 12:35 tomorrow. Talk fantasy football. I'm off to a good start, sitting at 2-1 right now. We'll also have Ryan Horvat. He was on the IL last week, but he's going to join us, the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. We'll take a look at Thursday night football. We'll take a look at some college games and Sunday in the National Football League. And we'll also have Skyler, our mystery picker. Skyler going to join us at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So we got a big Thursday, and we got probably another guest or two in us tomorrow, but we'll wait and see on that one. We always throw out a lot of bait and see what comes back. So we'll see where we go with that. But let's get back to the phones. Nick in Chula Vista, welcome to the John Contreras Show. Nick, how you doing today?
Gary, how are you? Just want to say I definitely enjoy your show. I drive a route for my job, so I listen to it all day. It's pretty cool. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. What kind of job are you able to say?
I'm a sales rep, like a vendor, so I hit certain stores throughout the day. So it helps just driving around. You get tired of music, you know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking time to give me a call. Good to have you aboard.
Yeah. So what I wanted to talk about, it's something that kind of bothers me with the coaching decisions as far as the bullpen. I know Snell was up in the pitch count, I think like 96 when they pulled him, right. But if you watch that, when they pull him out of that game, the momentum changed, and it almost kind of cost us. You know, we got those two runs when Martinez came in, and I feel like they could go a little longer sometimes, and I've been noticing that all season, where they pull these guys a little too early, and our middle relievers almost blow it all the time, and then it almost happened last night again. It's like, I think they should, you know, they do have the days off between, and you don't want to blow their arms. I get that totally, but I feel sometimes they definitely pull pitchers a little too early, our starters and our aces. So I want to see what you think about that.
Well, Nick, I think I understand where you're coming from. I don't probably agree last night. I mean, Snell had to – I mean, he had to throw a lot in a short period of time last night, 96 pitches. But you have to remember his last start against the Cardinals. Remember the game he struck out 13? And he had the no-hitter going. I was at that game. It was last Tuesday night. And he had the no-hitter going to 6 2/3, and then that little ground ball that went into right field. Then he gave up another hit, and they took him out. They eventually took him out after he struck out the final hitter of that inning, and he threw 117 pitches. I think coming off of the start for 117, they didn't want to push him. And if they would have started him last night in the sixth inning, chances are they were going to have to go to the bullpen at some point in time in that inning, unless, you know, he got the side out on five or six pitches. And he doesn't do that very often. So I think more than anything else, Bob Melvin figured, hey, he's done a great job. We're in this ball game right now. We're up 2-0. Our bullpen's been pretty good. Let's ride with our bullpen. It didn't happen. They eventually ended up winning the game. But, you know, the bullpen, you know, had a rough night last night. But I think a lot of it probably goes back to the game prior where he threw 117 pitches. And he didn't want to push him. The other thing is he knew that if he started that inning, he'd probably not finish that inning. They'd probably have to go to the bullpen. And he probably wanted to give Martinez a clean slate rather than to have to come in with runners on base.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Another thing I was going to – first of all, great win last night for the boys. That was awesome.
Yeah,
big,
sure
big
was.
Big win for us, obviously. And then one more thing. I mean, what's it going to take, you think? I mean, we seem to always get the first one against the Dodgers, man. And then we lose the next two. Or, you know, like they always seem to kind of steps on us. And I'm just like, man, what's it going to – I guess we're going to have to lock in and just finish out this series, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, if you can get one out of the next two, You're sitting in a pretty good shape because, you know, you're going to end up clinching it. I don't think there's any question. The Padres are going to get into the playoffs. I know the magic number is 4, but, you know, they'd have to really basically lose every game. And, you know, Milwaukee would have to get hot, and they haven't shown that they can, you know, really sustain a winning streak more than 2 games. So, you know, I think more than anything else, let's see if they can go at it tonight. I mean, it's a good matchup tonight. I mean, Musgrove has not pitched well against the Dodgers this year in his 2 starts. You know, ZRA's over 5. Urias has been very good against the Padres, not only this year but lifetime. And, you know, maybe tonight will be our night. We'll have to wait and see. And if they don't win tonight, they've got the game tomorrow. And, again, I have no idea who's pitching tomorrow. I don't have any idea who's pitching for the Dodgers or the Padres tomorrow.
I hope not Manaea, man.
Well, you know what, Nick, at some point in time, he's going to have to pitch and hopefully help this ball club. But, hey, I appreciate you being on board, Nick. Great to hear from you. Have a great day.
Awesome. You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's great, man. If I can shorten somebody's workload during the day, that's great. That's really I really appreciate that. You know, it's funny. You know, I know a lot of people that work in the car business, and when they'll run into me, hey coach, you know, we brought in some cars last week, and you know, 4 of the cars we got in, man, they had 97.3 the fan. You know, we were listening to it, we were pulling it into the garage. So I appreciate a lot of you folks out there driving around and tuning in, and you can always call in as well. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll catch up with our buddy Scott Miller. It's been a couple of weeks, and we got a lot to get to, so we'll get to him, and then we'll get you our Hang a Star play of the day before I get out of here at the top of the hour and make way for Mr. Gwynn and Chris. Coach John Katera headed at 2 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in daily to 97.3 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, 1:37 the time. This hour of the John Katera Show is brought to you by News Nation, News for All America. Chris Cuomo is back with a new show on the new network. Cuomo premieres on News Nation Monday, October 3rd at 5 p.m. Pacific. To find News Nation on your television provider, go to newsnationnow.com/join us. How about that? Chris Cuomo back on TV, big time. Wow. All right, let's get out to our Premier Chevrolet at Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Oh, man, I can't wait to visit with this man. Our buddy, national baseball writer Scott Miller joins us on 97.3 The Fan. And Scotty, we're getting down to the brass tacks of the Major League Baseball regular season.
Yeah, Coach, nice to be with you. And, yeah, it's fun stuff, isn't it? I mean, you know, so much to watch every night. You got to keep track of, you know, obviously locally, you know, how are the Padres doing? And then, you know, beyond that, it's like, hey, how's the St. Louis-Milwaukee game going? Oh, did Judge get a homer or not? You know, what's going on with Seattle? Are they going to make the playoffs or not? And, you know, one thing affects another, which affects another. And, you know, you get down to this last week, it's so much fun.
Hey, what about Albert Pujols? Oh, you know, I think everybody thought, you know, when he signed with St. Louis, well, you know, he did a nice job with the Dodgers. You know, he'll be able to, you know, hit against left-handed pitching and be able to DH a little bit. And but nobody ever expected him to get to the 700 mark. Nobody expected him to hit 21 homers and hit for the average he's hitting. I mean, he has done an incredible job. And that was really cool last week to see him hit those two homers to get to 700.
Yeah, well, the same game. Yeah, what a night that was Friday night at Dodger Stadium. And, yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, we watched him locally here up the road in Anaheim for the long enough that I think most of us that saw that thought, you know, it's kind of sad to see a guy, a Hall of Fame, one of the all-time greats, end his career this way, you know, just a shell of his former self. And, you know, then the Angels release him and, you know, the Dodgers picking him up last year kind of rejuvenated him, and they loved having him around, and he was a great teammate, and he loved being there. And, you know, then with the Cardinals signing this year, it made sense, you know, fine, like you said. The DH is universal now, so there, now that there's a DH, there's a spot for him at St. Louis, at least against left-handed pitching. And, you know, you figure, okay, he maybe will have a couple moments, but, man, what he's done has been, you know, it's been storybook for sure.
Scotty, Aaron Judge, man, he's scuffling. Last night, he only had one official at bat. He got walked four times last night. I'll be honest with you, I'm pulling for the guy. He seems to be a good guy and does everything right.
Yeah, he does, and he is, and I agree. In fact, I have a story just posted today, a couple hours ago on the New York Times site about kind of, it's titled Aaron Judge Incorporated, and it's about, you know, how he bet on himself by declining that contract this spring. this story, what I wrote was about all the people that have a chance to bet on themselves buying strategically placed outfield seat tickets and catching the ball and selling it. It's about all the, you know, the memorabilia dealers and these people that are caught up in the frenzy. And, yeah, he'll hit it. I think I've watched a lot of Aaron Judge the last 5 or 6 days, and a couple of things. One, every at-bat now, he's getting pitched to, like, playoff-caliber pitching because whatever pitcher he's facing, the other guy's starter, you know, Jose Barrios last night for Toronto, or any number of relief pitchers, you know, they all know now that the entire spotlight of baseball and baseball fans everywhere are watching them, and nobody wants to be the guy. You know, they all want to stand tall in the moment, too. And, you know, and then Toronto is battling for home field advantage in the playoffs, so they need every win they can get. So, yeah, that's why he wants, you know, the Blue Jays need wins, and they're not going to let Judge beat them. So it's kind of become a frustrating journey. But because of all those things, but he'll get it. It'll be interesting. I haven't seen a lineup yet tonight, but I'm guessing they're going to give him a day off tonight because they clinched the division last night. The Yankees are off tomorrow before opening in Yankee Stadium, a weekend series against Baltimore on Friday. Judge has been playing every day. He's been grinding. And I think with the division clinched, with a day off tomorrow, and all the pressure he's been under, my guess is they're going to give him a day off today, let him regroup a little bit, clear his mind, let his body rest, and then be back at it Friday. But like I said, I haven't seen the lineup yet.
Yeah, I want to jump around on a couple of things. Number one, what's going on with the Angels? What do you think the status of Phil Nevin's going to be? And I guess my question on that would be, you know, what are the feedback you're getting on the job Nevin's done, number one? And number two, if they're going to sell the ball club, why would they maybe let Phil go and bring in another manager? Why not just let him continue and then let the new owner decide what they want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I heard there's a chance. I thought 3 months ago that after the Angels kept losing with Phil as the interim, that probably signaled the end for him. But, yeah, it's mixed now. I'm hearing that the scenario you just laid out could happen where they could just say, hey, you know, we'll have to manage.
Now we're losing Scotty there.
You got me, or is it
gone? Yeah, you're just breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're moving around or driving or what, but, yeah, you're a little bit in and out, but let's stay with it for right now.
Okay, yeah, let me know. Yeah, I'm closing in on Petco Park, actually. I'm in the car.
Okay.
I don't know with Nevin, the scenario you laid out, I think there's a chance that could happen where they worry more about the ownership change and come back to the manager later. It's hard to say what his future is in Anaheim still. I know the players like him. I think he's done about as well good a job as he could have. And I will say they've got a lot more issues and problems in Anaheim right now than whoever's managing the ball club.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Hey, let's jump around and talk about some postseason awards. How about the Cy Young in the National League? Who's the leader in the clubhouse right now, the way you see it?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you cut out a little bit. What was I missed the part where you said the club leader in the clubhouse regarding what?
The Cy Young in the National League.
You know, it's a good question, but I like Alcantara from the Marlins. I like the year he's had. I like the innings he's pitched. For me, Cy Young Award, I factor innings pitched into that. I'm not saying that that's all. It's all about that. But when you've got a handful of guys, you narrow it down to your top 3-4 candidates, and if all the other numbers are similar, like ERA and strikeouts and WHIP, and any other assorted numbers, You know, for me, innings pitched is big. I mean, I know pitchers go fewer and fewer innings these days, but, you know, Alcantara's got a nice – he's carried a big workload for the Marlins. I think, you know, you have to look at Julio Urias. You know, he's – I know the Dodgers are lobbying for him, and certainly he's stepped up and become the ace of that staff this year. But I'd say right now probably those are my top two.
Yeah, that makes sense. How about the American League? There are a few guys to choose from over there.
Yeah, you know, I haven't broken those numbers down so much right now. I know, you know, for a while it was like, Jesus, Justin Verlander going to win again. And then, you know, then he went out with that calf injury for a while. But, yeah, I think that's a more wide open. Yeah, I think there are more candidates in the American League than in the National.
Okay, how about the American League MVP? I mean, there was a lot of groundswell of support for Shohei Ohtani about a month ago, but Aaron Judge has had just this magical year. Don't you think he ends up winning it?
I do. Anybody votes for Ohtani as MVP, I have no problem with that. I continue to maintain we can't talk enough about this guy, what he's done and what he continues to do as a two-way player. I mean, you know, he's probably you could argue he's the best player in the major leagues overall. But you're right. Judge has had the magical year. And the two things that I think it's a lot closer race than people want to admit, but the two things that push it over toward Judge for me are, one, the Yankees had a chance to collapse. They went 8-20 in August, and he has carried that team on his back, and now they end up winning the division title. I think what Judge has done, staying on the field, off the injured list, carrying, you know, standing up to the pressure, carrying the Yankees on his back, you know, and defensively, he's really good out there in the outfield. So he doesn't just contribute with his bat, which I think is important to say, because Ohtani, obviously, you know, two-way player, offense and pitching, you know, he DHs. He doesn't play out in the field. That's not a knock on him. But that's an argument for people that say Ohtani does multiple things. True, and I love that. But, you know, don't think Judge is just a power hitter. The other thing for Judge that would maybe sway me his way a little bit as well is he's got a chance to win that Triple Crown. He very well may do it. And, you know, I know batting average isn't nearly the sexy thing it once was in our new world of numbers and new age stats. But I'll tell you what, if you win a batting crown, a triple crown, to me, that's still a remarkable, remarkable historic achievement given how few people have done that over the years.
Scott Miller, national baseball writer, doing a lot of work these days for the New York Times. Scotty, how about the National League? I mean, a month ago, 2 months ago, everybody, it's all Paul Goldschmidt. Freddie Freeman has to be in the conversation right now, and I think our own Manny Machado has to be in the conversation for what he's brought to the table, considering he had to really carry a lot of weight on this ball club this year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, no offense to Nolan Arenado of the Cardinals and Trey Turner and Mookie Betts of the Dodgers.
Right.
But, yeah, for me, those are the top three, any way you rank them. You know, it's Freddie Freeman, Paul Goldschmidt, Manny Machado. Not necessarily in that order. But, yeah, I mean, you can make a pretty strong case for any of those guys. And I know there's some talk about, well, you know, Freeman has had a lot of help, you know, with Mookie Betts and others. Goldschmidt's had a lot of help with Arenado and others. You know, Manny's probably carried the Padres on a bigger burden on him than Goldschmidt has had with the Cardinals or Freeman has had with the Dodgers. But anyway, you know, they'll be the top three, I think.
I mean, what kind of support do you think Manny's going to get from the writers?
That's a really interesting question because, yeah, I don't know. I think people respect his play. I don't know how much his past is held against him by the writers. You know, the stuff about, you know, when he stepped on Jesus Aguilera's foot against Milwaukee in the playoffs a few years back. And, you know, some of his reputation, it doesn't add up to what we see every day here, right? I mean, he had some baggage when he signed with San Diego, but, you know, this stuff about, well, he doesn't run out every ball. Sometimes he looks like he's, you know, loafing. You know, every year, this guy plays 158, 159 games a year. He's old school that way. You know, there's – today we talk about low – you know, in the NBA the term is load management, and we see that all the time. I mean, managers getting guys off their feet. You know, more and more Cal Ripken's record is remarkable because we're never going to see anybody even do a third of that anymore because, you know, managers and the way health and training is viewed today, you need to get guys off their feet. Manny refuses. So, you know, nationally, whatever – I know people love him as a player, but I do think nationally there's still a little bit of that stigma like, you know, he showboats or he loafs on certain plays. And, you know, when you watch him every day, I just, you know, I disagree with that because if you're going to be out there 159 games a year, you know, if you pick a couple of balls to maybe not run all the way to first real hard because it's an obvious out, I'll take that trade if you give me 160 games, 158 games every year.
Yeah, and Manny, for the most part, knows when he can drag right down the line. Other times he knows when he needs to bust it, where he may be able to, you know, not hit into a double play or beat out an infield grounder. You know, Scott, I would look at it this way. Of all the guys we mentioned, you know, Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, you know, if one of those guys was out of the Dodger lineup, that'd still be a playoff team, okay? And I'd say the same thing about the Cardinals in their division. If Goldschmidt missed some time, Arenado, and they've got other guys that can pick him up. The Padres had nobody else. I mean, they got Juan Soto, and he's been okay. Josh Bell hadn't been very good. Drury's been okay. But Manny, if Manny wasn't in the Padre lineup, they would not be a playoff team. There's no doubt about it. And then you also throw in how he still had to swing the bat when there were nights probably they were trying to pitch around him. You know, I really think that people need to look a little deeper. They got to realize this kid broke into the big leagues at 19. Yeah, he made a couple of mistakes along the way and what some people would call Bush League plays. But you know what? I think he's grown. I think he's matured a great deal. I think he's much better with the media here than he was in Baltimore and in L.A. in the short time he was up there. And I think they need to, you know, open their eyes and really dive into the numbers of what this guy's brought to this entire organization.
Yeah, I agree with you. To your point on, you know, Manny's had to do so much of it on his own. And, you know, this is where we bring back the guy who was going to be the franchise player and then disappeared, Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, you know, it should have been all season long a tag team of Tatis and Machado powering the middle of the lineup. And, you know, instead, Tatis doesn't even play one game this year. He's just, you know, he's just gone. And especially early in the aftermath of the shock of what? He broke his wrist in a motorcycle accident. He's, you know, the shock of all that this spring. You know, Manny hit the ground running April and May. He was lights out offensively, defensively. His numbers were great. And, you know, I thought by the end of May, Manny was the clear MVP of the league, you know, just 2 months in. And then, obviously, you know, it's fluid the rest of the year. But, yeah, to your point, I think, you know, no question, people, the MVP voters, you know, should look really hard at Manny Machado because he has had an MVP season.
Hey, enjoy the ball game down there tonight. Hopefully we're celebrating another Padre victory tomorrow morning when I hit the airwaves at 10 o'clock. But, Scotty, as always, thank you so much, and we'll definitely catch up with you before the playoffs.
Sounds great, Coach. You take care.
There you go. Scott Miller, national baseball writer. He's already at Petco Park. He's ready to go tonight, and we appreciate him joining us on our Premier Chevrolet at Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet at Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Well, we didn't get to our Hang a Star play today, but we got some good information. Hopefully that interview helped Manny get that National League Most Valuable Player. I really think he deserves it. I mean, what he has done for this ball club has been fantastic. It wouldn't be a playoff team without Manny. For Braden Soprano, Coach Jacatur, hey, enjoy the ball game tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.